From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Another day of testimony as the trial against former Philadelphia police officer Mark Dial continues. Dial is charged with third-degree murder in the shooting death of Eddie Irizarry during a traffic stop 2 years ago in the city's Fairhill neighborhood. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more from the Criminal Justice Center.
Several police officers testified about the investigation and aftermath of the shooting. One from the crime scene unit testified to pictures and a video he took of the scene. Shell casings marked by yellow markers, blood in the car, a hole in the windshield of Eddie Irizarry's car. The 27-year-old was sitting in a locked car when he was shot and killed by Mark Dial on August 14th of 2023 along East Willard Street. The defense has argued Dial believed a knife he was holding was a gun. Two supervisors testified to jurors about the procedural interviews they did with Dial in the aftermath. One said Dial was visibly upset. They both said Dial admitted he fired several times at Irizarry. One said the district it happened in is one of the most dangerous parts of the city where officers are sometimes ambushed.
A firearms expert testified that all the bullets fired that day came from Dial's gun. Police in Lindenwald, New Jersey, say they have arrested and charged a woman who is accused of dropping a dog into a dumpster. 38-year-old Turquoise Morton is facing abandonment and animal cruelty charges. Authorities say she put the dog into a plastic bag, then dropped it into a dumpster at the Belmont Apartments on the Black Horse Pike in March. The Bichon Poodle mix was rescued from the dumpster and taken to an animal shelter where it underwent successful surgeries and has since been adopted to a new home. Morton is being held at the Camden County Jail pending a detention hearing. Police in Bucks and Montgomery counties are investigating who put skimming devices at stores along the county line. As KYW's Matt Coughlin reports, multiple devices have been found this month.
The latest skimmer device was discovered Friday at the AC Plaza International Food Store on the 1200 block of Welsh Road in North Wales. Montgomery Township Police say the device was installed on the cash register's credit card terminal. It is unknown how long it was there. On two separate occasions earlier this month, two devices were found on the ATMs at the Wawa on the 3500 block of Bethlehem Pike in Hilltown, just outside Souderton. The first on May 5th and the second was found on May 11th. Police say they are investigating and are asking customers of the two stores to check their account balances. Skimmers read the magnetic strip on credit cards and often either have a device to log keystrokes or a small camera to record PIN numbers. The cards are then duped and used to make purchases on the card owner's account.
Police say one way to protect yourself is by inspecting a credit card reader before scanning your card. It's all about finding a way forward in Delaware County as elected leaders detail a coordinated response to the Crozier healthcare closures. KYW's Justin Udo, that story.
With only two hospitals left in the county, Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says they're working hand in hand with them to make sure they have what they need.
We have a weekly call with our hospitals who are feeling the brunt of the closures to make sure we have an idea of how we can help them, what are their questions, what are their needs, and how we can best support them.
Dr. Taylor says another part of their path forward has been to supply much of the county with temporary EMS services, something that was previously taken care of by Crozier.
It has allowed our municipality some time to be able to go through their RFP processes, to be able to figure out how they're going to find the funds to support this.
She says getting mental and behavioral health specialists is their next step.
We did put out an RFP for crisis services to have a new provider come into that space. We are currently going through those proposals.
Dr. Taylor adds they also have different service providers in the region giving air support for those who need it. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.